The marginalized group I chose to write about was immigrants. Despite our country's proclamation for freedom and justice for all, people who come from other places around the world come to the US and still aren't accepted or noticed for things they do. Immigration has been going on for a long time because they try to have a better life than their past life or try to at least get an education, and people always judge them from coming from another country to come to the US, especially those who come to the US and have no idea how to speak English, and they also get low paying jobs to barely support themselves here in the US. And they work hard and have jobs. Like, I have an uncle who's an immigrant who cuts grass, because there can be immigrants who can work as a garbage man, a street sweeper, etc. And work for the environment, but they don't get noticed. It's time to give them respect for what they do and also try a new life at a new place and try to give them chances. Immigrants have to face numerous of abuse at work. Some are such as low pay and also have to face dangerous conditions while at work, which can be very dangerous. Employers take advantage because they receive minimum wage, and even if they were to work over time, they either might get paid a couple bucks or no money at all, or might not even give them breaks during work hours and won't care about their safety and not hang them, help them, give them any protection for them to use when they are working. The first evidence I used was by Vickerstaff Law Office, PSC, a Kentucky immigration lawyer notes that as a result, many employers take advantage of immigrants, particularly those who are not in the country legally. Often, immigrants do not receive minimum wage or are denied payment for working overtime. Their employers may deny them breaks for meals or going to the restroom. They might not be given training or safety equipment that can make their job safer. Another reason why immigrants are being treated unfairly is that immigrants are too afraid to speak out or protest because they believe they will be disciplined or deported back to where they came from, which is why people take advantage of immigrants, because they can call immigration and have them deported. So not only can't they stand up for their own rights, but they can't even stand up for themselves to protect themselves. For not only immigration, but just Americans and people who were born here in the US. An example is the president. Before he was elected, he promised that he would build a wall so that immigrants wouldn't come here to the US. They don't understand that they are just trying to live a better life for themselves, and people are complaining that they are taking all the jobs, but all the jobs they usually have are low paying jobs. Another example, evidence that I used was the Vickerstaff office again. The immigration lawyer also noted that newcomers to America often face such barriers as difficulty speaking the language of their employers and coworkers, and not understanding employment laws that protect employees. They may also be afraid that they will be disciplined if they stand up for their rights. We should give immigrants opportunities because maybe they have ideas to help the US economy, like maybe entrepreneurs who are immigrants, and let them share out their ideas, because I'm pretty sure there are famous entrepreneurs who are immigrants, or maybe their parents or their grandparents were immigrants. We should give them an opportunity to hear them out instead of just letting them go away with ideas that may possibly help improve the US. But instead, people judge, and because they are immigrants, people expect them to not be quite intelligent. For the evidence, Case explains. Case quoted, as I argue in my book, The Third Wave, we also need to create a startup visa program, one that opens the door for immigrant entrepreneurs with a proven idea to launch their startups in the U.S. We should give talented young people educated in U.S. colleges and universities a green card to stay and help power our economic growth rather than turning them away. The last claim I said was there are many more reasons why immigrants should stay. They are helpful. Like in 2010, they paid $113 billion into retirement accounts, and they are less likely to commit crimes. But most importantly, immigrants pay for taxes. Without them, taxes would have been paid way lower, and they just give us a helping hand and boost our economy up by a lot. And also, if it wasn't for them, our environment wouldn't really look very nice either. The last evidence was undocumented immigrants pay an average of $11.64 billion in state and local taxes a year. On average, an undocumented individual has about 8% of their income go to taxes. Moreover, all immigrants, regardless of status, will contribute approximately $80,000 more in taxes than government services use over their lifetime.